how beautiful the liturgy of Holy Mother, the Church, is in all locations. We begin our lives in the baptismal font, in which we are buried with Christ, and we come forth in His resurrection. And then throughout all our lives, and of course the gospel of this Mass, which is the third Mass of today, is our Lord telling us that He is the bread of life, and He is going to give us the bread of life. What a wonderful, wonderful gift. And we have this throughout all our lives if we want it, if we are in the state of grace, and we are able to go to Holy Communion, which we should. There's no more powerful prayer than the Mass and then Holy Communion. And then, of course, we have this throughout our lives with all the sacraments, and in particular, of pertinence for today's feast is the fact that we have the last rites, the sacrament of unction at the end of our lives, if we are so blessed. Because perhaps there may be, perhaps there may not be, a priest to give it to you. And no one can give us the gift of the sacrament of Holy Unction except a priest. Not a deacon, not anybody else. A bishop who is, of course, a priest, the fullness of the priesthood, and a priest. And it's one of the prayers that we should make every day is that there will be a priest available for us at the hour of our death or soon beforehand to give us at the last of our lives, just as a priest has given us at the beginning of our lives the sacrament of the oil of baptism with the oil of catechumens on our chest and on our back. And then after the baptism itself, with the sacred chrism, the real presence of the Holy Spirit on our heads to consecrate us, just as all things that are consecrated with the same sacred chrism. And then at the end of our lives, we have the oil of the sick. And of course, we have to be sick. It's not just some social occasion or other, as some people are doing today. We need to be sick, seriously sick. And so today we look at these wonderful things, and we have this wondrous liturgy of the Mass of All Souls Day. And of course, throughout all our lives, He gives us His body and blood, soul and divinity. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. Who else could that be but the second person of the Trinity made man through the cooperation of the ever-Virgin Immaculate Mary and becoming man in her womb and being born and throughout his life. And then right before the end, he gives us the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. What more can we possibly ask of our God? What wondrous gifts He has given to us. And of course, it is a wonderful thing, especially if we are near death, that the priest can bring us Holy Communion, which is called Viaticum. That means via tecum, may it go with you on your journey to eternal life. Because it is most important that we be accompanied by none other than Christ Himself with the presence of this Holy Sacrament. And then, of course, at that time too, the Blessed Mother and the angels and saints accompany us to our judgment first, and then to wherever it is we are to go. And that is why it's very important for us to stay in the state of sanctifying grace. never to commit a mortal sin. And if we have been so stupid and so unfortunate as to commit a mortal sin, to go to confession as soon as possible, so that we may be able to enter heaven when the time is ripe. But of course, because we are so weak and so insignificant in so many ways, we commit sins and we don't realize that every single sin has the obligation of making up, of reparation for every single sin, no matter how little it is. We must make reparation to God. And so if we die in a state of grace but have not had the chance to make reparation to God for our sins, however few, however many they are, doesn't matter. Remember, God is God. Any offense that we commit against God is an infinite offense. And thus it demands that we make reparation. And so God, in His great mercy, has given us a second chance, that when we die, instead of going straight to hell, if we have still unresolved sins and not made reparation, He gives us this second chance that we can go to purgatory, in Greek, kathartarium, in Latin, purgatorium, the place of cleansing, of being purified from whatever imperfections are still on our souls, because nothing that has sinned can enter heaven. And so, we have this wonderful gift of purgatory, which has been created out of the largesse and the supreme mercy that is God. Now, the souls in purgatory can do nothing for themselves. And that is why the Church, from the very first, and of course we see this particularly in the Canon of the Mass, in the second set of petitions, at the Canon of the Mass, we pray for the dead. Who do you think we're praying for? If a person is in heaven, they have no need whatsoever of our prayers. In fact, we should ask for them to pray for us. Those are the saints. If a person has been so foolish as to die in a state of mortal sin, immediately, without any interruption, they go directly to eternal hell, to that lake of fire, as the scriptures and the saints call it, which is eternal. Not even God, not even Mary can take any soul out of hell. But purgatory, this second chance that God has given to us, from that we can be taken out. And that is why the Church prays at the Mass. We pray. And then, of course, during this day and this week, we can go to the cemeteries where there are consecrated graves and pray for the dead. Pray for the souls in purgatory. And you can obtain a plenary indulgence each day, one each day, to release one soul from purgatory. Imagine how grateful they will be to you, that you have liberated them from fires of purgatory, from suffering, and delivered them by your prayers and your penance to the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who comes to get them. And especially on the first Saturday of every month, which is why it's so very important to go to Mass, to go to Communion, ahead of time to go to confession. On the first Saturday of every month, Our Lady promised that she would take out many souls from purgatory to heaven. That is by the decree of Almighty God, the Supreme Judge. And so we need to, in our Catholic spiritual life, which encompasses everything from cradle to coffin, we need to pray and do penance and continue to make reparation to God for our sins, for the sins of all those around us, especially in our family, and for the souls in purgatory. Now, the souls in purgatory are on their way to heaven. They cannot go to hell. They're on their way to heaven, but they need our prayers. And so today, in a very special way, I remind you to pray for the souls in purgatory, not only on this day, but every day. And to visit the cemeteries on your way home, just stop by and just say a few prayers. You don't have to even get out of the car. Just say a few prayers for the souls in purgatory, that you may release at least one soul from purgatory. And then, of course, every day we pray for those who have need of our prayers. So today we give thanks to God for this wondrous gift of His mercy, the cathartarium, the place of cleansing and purifying that makes the souls that are imperfect to be perfect, so that they may enter heaven as soon as possible with the judgment and help of Almighty God and of His Holy Mother, the mediatrix of all graces. Aim to go to heaven. Don't waste your time on earth. So many people do. Do everything you can so that you will go to heaven. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May they rest in peace. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.